Mike Maccagnan, the general manager of the Jets, completes our quartet of guests today. Mike, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing very good, Mike. How are you doing?
My pleasure. Thank you. It was an interesting time, Mike. Obviously, all the speculation and what happened. Let me ask you first. When you made the trade, what were you thinking about? What was the best case scenario you were looking to be presented with? I mean, did you have enough quarterbacks you were comfortable with if they went off 1, 2, 3? You obviously looked for a quarterback, right? So it's fair to say that. But what were you hoping for?
Well, you know, Mike, when we did the trade, I should pause and say we spent quite a bit of time preparing for this draft. I mean, even literally starting from last spring. And then as we went into the free agency, I think myself and Brian Heimerdinger, who I kind of rely upon a lot, we sort of focused on our attention on, in the draft or in the pro free agency with Kirk Cousins. And of course, when that didn't work out, we quickly pivoted. Now, of course, I think around that time frame, I literally went to the other two quarterbacks workouts in the draft. It was, Baker Mayfield and Josh Rosen. So when we executed the trade, I think at that point in time, the consensus was like Sam was going to be one. And we kind of, assumed that was a very strong likelihood. But we felt very good, and I've said this all along, we felt very good about when we made that trade being at 3. We felt very strongly there's going to be a very good player there for us. And we tried to do it a little preemptively, and that was kind of our strategy from the get-go, knowing that it was a lot of quarterbacks in the draft that, you have the trade chart, so of course you have to pay a little bit of a premium and sometimes a big premium to try to move up. But we thought we would do it ahead, and, although we did pay a pretty decent price for it, we felt the, ability to hold on to our one going forward and then position ourselves to get a good player there would be great. Perfectly honest, when we went into that at that point in time, I think the common thought was that Darnold was probably going to go 1, and there was some talk even at potentially 2 if he slid. But I think we felt very comfortable with the players we were projected to have there. But of course, when Sam fell to us, that was a very good thing. We were very, very excited about that.
Did you feel when you did this, Mike, that Barkley would go in the first 2 picks? Would you have been surprised if he didn't?
We thought Saquon was obviously a very good, really an excellent player and one of the better players in the draft. And we always felt when we were planning that out and trying to speculate what would potentially be available to us, we knew, he'd be a very hard player for a team to pass on. So we didn't know exactly which team and where. We knew the teams ahead of us liked him amongst probably some other players, and like we all did. But we knew, that would give us a chance to, be in a position where, a team may not take a quarterback at 2, and our, I think more of our concern was probably the fact that another team may trade into that spot. But since we made the trade early and we paid a bit of a premium for it, I think we made the price to move up a little bit pricier, so it sort of positioned ourselves well. And of course, we felt very I think that we felt very strongly that Cleveland was and based on all the feedback we got, was pretty much locked in on the first pick, and they were probably not going to move that pick. And there was some talk the Giants may or may not move the pick, but we thought we positioned ourselves well, and we're perfectly content to sit there and wait and see what fell to us. And of course, when Sam slid down, we were very, very excited about that.
And if I had asked you before the draft started, had you been convinced by then that this Baker Mayfield stuff was true, that had overwhelmed the last 48 hours, or were you still thinking Donald would go in the top?
Mike, and I may have said this before, and I think you've probably observed quite a few of these drafts. I mean, I think to a certain degree, sometimes as you get closer to it, it firms up, and you have an idea of like who's going 1, who's going 2, who's going 3, and then on. With every draft I've been around, there's always been surprises. It's never, sometimes there's never quite, comes out until the very last second how it is, and then that usually sort of causes things to change sometimes, and different players to be available at different spots. We felt very fortunate that, when we were picking fairly high before, Leonard Williams kind of fell to us, and maybe about 3-4 days or even 5 days out, we thought there were some scenarios where it looked like that would happen. Jamal last year was another player we liked quite a bit, and we saw scenarios where he may kind of, or a few days out, that he may actually be there when we picked at 6. This one was a little different because there was so much, it seemed to be so many different names kind of circulating around. We always kind of felt, Sam was, probably going to be the first pick, and till literally the day of the draft, and you know, the idea or the possibility of Baker Mayfield going in that spot seemed to pick up steam. But of course, you're hearing a lot of things, and sometimes things are true, sometimes things are false. So as you're waiting there, and of course, when the pick was made, and of course, we're, you know, like everybody else, kind of watching the screens and seeing who was going to pick up their phone. And of course, when it was Baker, we realized Sam was going to go to two. And of course, at that point in time, we're sort of, you know, nervous to see if, hey, if the Giants were going to take, you know, Sam or another player or Saquon, or if they're going to maybe trade the pick. So they, I think they kind of turn their pick in a little quicker. Sometimes when teams are trying to facilitate a trade, they'll take more of the clock. So when they turn their pick in, there was that sudden, you know, you sort of, you suddenly feel like, okay, well, maybe this is going to fall our way, in a sense that Sam, you know, would be available for us at three. And obviously you saw Saquon get, you know, the phone call and get the pick, or, you know, the pick turned out to be him. And again, we felt very good about that situation there. And it sort of, you know, going back a few months prior, if we had sort of said to us, hey, this is going to happen, I would have said that was probably lower on the possibilities of what we thought, but we'd be very happy if it did. And that's how it turned out.
Talking with Mike McCagnan, the general manager, you know, a lot of times I watch CNBC and they say, they ask the same analysts, make the bear case for the stock, make the bull case for the stock. If you were going to make the bear case for Sam, obviously he led the sport in turnovers. We know that. What else would concern you about him if you were making the bear case for him? If you were trying to be negative to him, what was it that you would allude to?
Well, I think there's, you know, with everything, like every player comes out of college, I mean, they always have areas of their game they still can improve upon. I mean, Sam is very young. He's literally just about to turn 21. You know, he's obviously played quarterback. He's played other positions in football. But the thing when we watched him a little bit, you know, obviously we spent, you know, the two full seasons with him, obviously, you know, watching him in, you know, 16 and 17 and getting a chance to see him play live on multiple occasions. You know, like a lot of times, you know, I think the 2016 season, he probably had, there was a very good senior class there that helped him a little bit. This year, you know, he was playing with some younger players and maybe not quite as strong as the supporting cast, but you watch him a little bit and you watch him, you know, maybe at times press, try to make things happen. And like every quarterback, they're going to have good games and bad games. But of course, when you sat down with him and kind of we got a chance to visit with him, you know, we feel very good about some of the areas of that game, of his game, we think he can improve upon. And he's very conscious of it. And like all players, you know, we feel that there's areas he can improve upon. And we think he has a very high ceiling. And, you know, we really like him from an intangible standpoint. So there's risk with all these guys. And the turnovers are, you know, a little bit of a concern. But again, there's things that we think we can, you know, help him improve upon and fix, and really excited to see what he can do.
How does the Jet fan look at the utilization of these quarterbacks for the year ahead right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, our focus is, you know, really with and talking with the coaches, they have a very good plan in place for Sam, along with our other quarterbacks. I think, you know, we're going to, you know, obviously get him in here, obviously, when the rookie minicamp comes, and he's going to get exposed to the playbook, and we're going to throw a lot of stuff at him, and we'll see how he kind of processes, comes along. You know, our goal is not necessarily to, you know, throw him into the fire prematurely, but we're also going to give him the opportunity to go out there and see how fast he accelerates and performs. And but having a, you know, we feel we have a very good quarterback room, obviously with Josh returning, with kind of his experience and his personality. But the other part is, you know, we brought in Teddy Bridgewater, who's done a nice job for us so far.
Is he healthy?
Yeah, he is actually out here throwing right now in some of the in our, you know, phase two stuff today, and doing a nice job. And you know, we have a plan for him just from a recovery or rehab standpoint, but he's doing quite well.
And how about the others?
Christian and Bryce are out there too, and they're both taking their reps and, you know, both doing a good job. So, you know, I think really we sort of approached this thing, especially in free agency after we, you know, missed out on Kirk. You know, Teddy was there, and that was, you know, we felt a good potential investment for the price point. And, you know, made the room more competitive, gave us a little extra insurance flexibility. And, of course, you know, we think with Sam in that group too now, it's going to be a very good group, and we'll see how it all, you know, performs going forward.
tell me a little bit about the rest of the draft. I mean, what jumps out? What player should they look at? How about Herndon? There's a guy that people talked about. If he wasn't injured, would have been a higher pick.
Yeah, you know, that's one, Mike, where and this happens a lot. I mean, sometimes guys get injured, and you know, sometimes late in the year. And his injury wasn't was an MCL. So
I was shocked Gesicki didn't go in the first round. I love that kid. I think that guy's a first round pick. I know he went early second, but I thought he was a first round pick. I thought Sony Michel was a first round pick. Both of them, I thought, were first round picks.
Yeah, both of those guys are very good players, and sometimes, Mike, it kind of, you know, there's always different things that factor in a little bit. I think with Sony, obviously, you know, I think he's a good pick for where they got him, and I think he's going to be a good player in this league. You know, with the tight end from Penn State, he did a nice job too. He's very athletic, but you know, really going back to Chris, he was a kid that with the injury, I mean, he did test, you know, did some of his testing, didn't do his 40.
He had an MCL, right?
Yep, had an MCL sprain, and he's not quite 100%, but he's going to finish up his rehab here in the next few weeks, and you know, the guys feel good about it. We're excited to get him here this weekend, and of course, you know, for the first few weeks, he's probably going to be a little, we're going to probably monitor him, take him a little slowly, but everything looks really positive from our end with a medical standpoint. And you know, for a fourth round pick, we thought we got a guy that maybe go slightly higher if he had been completely healthy, but he's a guy that we thought was a good dual tight end who has the ability to be a functional blocker but a good receiver. And we did lose Austin Safari and Jenkins last year, but we like our good group of young tight ends, and we'll see if we can keep adding to that going forward. But we're kind of excited about him and see how he does.
How about your third round pick?
Nathan Shepard was an interesting one for us, and it's funny because I guess I didn't realize I draft so many big school guys, but he's a kid that that we like quite a bit. He was a guy that our scouts had initially identified, in the fall, and of course Fort Hays State is a little off the beaten track in the middle of Kansas.
Right.
But our scouts liked him, and of course he got invited to the Senior Bowl, which is one of the more prestigious of the all college All Star games, and facing some good competition, and went down there and performed very well. Unfortunately, he did get hurt, which wasn't a major thing, but he wasn't able to play in the game. But really watching him down there for the week, and he's a very big, talented, athletic kid. He has a little bit of a different story. He's a little bit older because he kind of started off in Canada and worked for a few years before he eventually made his way back down to the States. But he's the kind of kid we thought, from an ability standpoint, combined with his kind of passion and work ethic, he showed well in that environment down there against some, turned out to be very fairly high draft picks. We're kind of excited about see what he can do. And I think really coming from a smaller school, aside from his, just raw athletic ability and talent, I mean, he's a guy that we still think has a lot of potential to grow and develop. And he doesn't have a lot of, wear on the tread because he hasn't played a lot of football since he got out of high school. But he's a kid we're excited about to see what he can do going forward.
Are you adverse to Sam playing next year? Do you have any feelings about whether you would like him or not like him to be a real player? Is the core good enough around him to put a kid in that quickly? Does that concern you at all? How do you feel about where he is right now?
Well, I think, we have a vision for this team, and we're still focused on trying to fulfill that. And there's still a lot of areas in our mind that we're still a bit of a work in progress. But we do have some good players out here, and we're excited about see how they do. But I think I'm like everybody else. I'm kind of excited to see how Sam comes along and develops. I know he's going to get an opportunity at some point in time to play, and once the coaches feel he's ready and has earned it, they'll make that determination. But I think we have enough good players, and right now, and assuming like every other team, we stay healthy, to go out there, and I would have no problem about him going out there playing. I think he has again, it's really kind of up to him and the coaches to figure out, where he's at and if he earns that opportunity.
Is he, everyone looks to find their guy. Is he your guy? I mean, can you feel like in your gut that he's your guy? I mean, everyone, is always looking to find that guy who's going to be their quarterback for a long time. Every GM, every coach, everyone's looking for that guy. In your gut, is he that guy?
I think really, Mike, I mean, I feel very good about him personally. But like I said, there's a lot of people in this process. There's a lot of people that did a lot of things that help us position ourselves to get this player. So, to me, it's really, even though in the end it's falls upon me and it's my decision, it's really an organizational decision. But we as an organization feel very good about Sam, not only from his ability, but from his intangibles. And we're very excited to see what he can do. So, but it's one of those guys I feel very good about, you know, taking having him be our quarterback and see what he can do.
Where would you say you are in the process right now, Mike, as far as the roster itself? And obviously you got a young quarterback to think about and consider his, you know, his growth in the whole equation. But what would you say about where you are right now in terms of the overall roster?
Well, you know, we're still, like, you know, we obviously, you know, only won 5 games last year, but we were very competitive in quite a few of these games that we lost, and we beat some teams. We beat 3 teams that went to the playoffs last year from the AFC, and we played 3 teams in the NFC that, you know, we played them close, although we ended up coming up short, that did go to the playoffs. So, you know, the thing I'm excited about a lot, Mike, is that we're a very young team. We have a very good, I think we have some good core young players. I love the chemistry and the perseverance our players showed last year with Todd and the coaching staff kind of working through, you know, the last season. You know, I think have made progress. We've moved this team towards the vision we have for it. We're a young team going forward. We have a lot of cap space next year. We're actually in a very, very good situation from that standpoint. But we're still, you know, there's still things we're looking to do. We don't feel we've arrived. We definitely feel we're a work in progress. And we're going to look at everything possible to keep moving this team towards the vision we have for it, which is, you know, have a young core team with a, you know, a very good cap shape that can go out there and compete for the playoffs on a yearly basis. And, you know, I think getting Sam and some of the other players in this draft class hopefully will help, and some of these college free agents will hopefully help us move forward. We're definitely still looking on the pro side. If there's, you know, there's still some good players out there that maybe a smaller, you know, in terms of lower price point, but, you know, anything we can do to make this team and keep building this team and to the vision we have for it, that's kind of our focus. So how fast we get there, we'll find out, but we feel good about it. We definitely feel good about, you know, adding Sam in this process, and we'll see how this thing unfolds.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate you coming on today. We'll talk, obviously, as the season draws near, but I appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Sounds good, Mike. Glad to
Thank
have you back, man.
My pleasure. Bye-bye. Thank you. Mike McCagnan, the Jet general manager, as we approach 6 here,